Any additional questions for the applicant before we begin the public hearing process? I do have one quick one. I think it's a fast one. On the use plan that's been submitted to us, it's page 20 of our docket, there is a floor plan which shows approximately 1,500 square feet indoor recreation, approximately 6,500 for light industrial, 8,500 for warehouse and distribution, and then two potential office space carve-outs, 1,200 and 1,600. My understanding is the office spaces are not currently leased. Is that correct? Or
pretty much correct. Lease means you receive rent?
Yes.
One reason why I picked office is in the county, artist studios are defined as professional office. And there's a Colorado Sculpture Association that asked if they could hang out on our property. And they've provided nice sculptures to us, and for that, without rent at this point, Bob Stevers, who actually used to run this whole building with Stevers Instrument, carves in our backyard and stores everything in that left back office space. So supporting the arts has always been, in my life and in my parents' life, a strong thing to do.
Is it then my understanding that light industrial and warehouse and distribution are leased out to third-party tenants, and they provide rent payments, lease payments?
The taxes on this building are now $62,000 a year. And that was, when I first got that first bill, was surprising, not having been in the commercial real estate before. And luckily, Alpha actually was existing in this building before I bought this building, although they didn't have that name yet. They were the ashes of CrossLink, as CrossLink went bankrupt because they were supporting the space shuttle, and the space shuttle blew up over Texas. What was left was this part of the RF engineering company making high-quality ham radios. And then we happened upon ACES as they were leaving Denver trying to find a place to move quickly. And so they have like a dozen-ish, 10 employees and a lot of stuff stored there.
Can you give me an idea what the split would be then for your revenue income between the three participating uses, the indoor recreation for Avalon and then the two other businesses?
Square footage.
Is it based pro rata? Okay. That's all I had.
Avalon, for VAC has to pay commercial rate. And we're in the county, so it's relatively less expensive there than it is like downtown.
Yeah.
But they have to pay full rate. And they do.
Okay.
Successfully.